This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. There's new information on the Russian casualties and the war in Ukraine. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
The report said the deaths of soldiers from the eastern regions are at a rate of 30 to 40 times higher than in Moscow. Ethnic minorities are taking the biggest hit. In Astrakhan, for example, about 75% of the casualties are among minority Kazakhs and Tatars. The British ministry said that while Russia continues to look for ways to increase its combat personnel, insulating the better off and more influential elements of Russian society will highly likely remain a major consideration. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
That's new information from the British Defense Ministry. Ukraine's SBU Security Services said on Sunday that they confirmed the identity of a Ukrainian soldier killed by a hail of bullets in an execution video that went viral. SBU investigators named the soldier as 42-year-old Oleksandr Igorovich Matzlevsky. He was a sniper with the 163rd Battalion of the Territorial Defense Brigade in Chernihiv, northeastern Ukraine. A United Nations Security Council delegation wrapped up a three-day visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday, with ambassadors stressing a political situation to end the raging M23 rebel conflict. The M23 has seized swaths of territory in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province since re-emerging from dormancy in late 2021. M23 fighters have also advanced in recent days, threatening to cut off all road links to Goma, a city of more than 1 million people on the Rwandan border. The UN says fighting between the Congolese and the M23 has displaced more than 800,000 people. VOA News. Iran's mission to the United Nations says a breakthrough agreement with Saudi Arabia restoring bilateral relations could help bring a political settlement to Yemen after 9 years of war. That's according to reports from the Iranian state media on Sunday. Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed Friday to reestablish diplomatic relations and reopen their embassies. The two nations had been at odds for 7 years of tensions that brought the two regional powerhouses to the brink of conflict on opposite sides of Yemen's civil war. Four space station astronauts are back on Earth after a quick SpaceX flight home. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the story.
The capsule splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast late Saturday. The crew from the U.S., Russia, and Japan spent 5 months at the International Space Station. Among those returning was NASA's Nicole Mann, the first Native American woman to fly in space. She says she couldn't wait to feel the wind on her face, smell fresh grass, and enjoy some delicious Earth food. Their replacements arrived at the space station more than a week ago. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko arrived in Iran on Sunday evening for an official visit to mark 30 years of diplomatic ties between the two countries. Upon his arrival in Tehran, Lukashenko was greeted by Iran's Minister of Industry, Mining and Trade. Lukashenko is expected to meet Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, as well as Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Belarusian media say the visit aims to strengthen ties between Belarus and Iran and enhance joint trade and investments. China has reappointed Yi Gang as head of the central bank to reassure entrepreneurs and financial markets by showing continuity at the top while other economic officials change. Yi, whose official title is governor of the People's Bank of China, plays no role in making monetary policy, unlike his counterparts in other major economies. His official role is implementing monetary policy or carrying out decisions made by a policymaking body whose membership is a secret. It's a big night in Hollywood. The annual Academy Awards, AP's Margie Zaralletta has more.
For the first time since 1961, the red carpet at the Academy Awards is not red. It's champagne colored. There also will be a roof over it, not just in case of bad weather, but so that it looks like an evening event. While most of the country watch the Oscars at night, celebrities start arriving in Los Angeles at 3 p.m. Oscars host Jimmy Kimmel says he likes the look.
I think the decision to go with a champagne carpet rather than a red carpet shows how confident we are that no blood will be shed.
Speaking of Kimmel, this is his third time hosting the Oscars. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.